Hello, and welcome to the Preparing for Interviews podcast. This is a five-part podcast. Part one, initial preparation.
So thank you very much for listening to this podcast on presenting yourself and your skills at interview. My name is Saida Smith, and I'm a careers advisor at C2. Kind of the purpose of this session is to help you prepare for your forthcoming interview by focusing on three key areas. The first thing I'd like to talk to you about is just understanding how to prepare for interviews. So we'll look at ways you can research an organization, ways you can research the job itself, but also understand how you can match the skills and experience you have to offer to that potential employer. The second part of the session will then focus on the different types of questions employers ask. There is no way that we can prepare for every possible question that you can come up against in an interview. But by understanding kind of the four main types of questions employers ask, you can hopefully prepare accordingly and also apply some of the strategies that I'm going to talk to you about in terms of structuring your answers. The final part of the session will conclude by looking at that terrible moment when everything starts going wrong. So we'll look at ways you can manage your nerves, but also sometimes employers ask those really pesky, tricky questions. So we'll look at some strategies around how you can deal with those horrible, horrible questions. So let's start by exploring what the purpose of an interview is. From an employer's perspective, they look for three key things. One, do you have the ability to do the job? Now, much of the ability often gets assessed at application stage. So they will look at your personal statement and see how closely you match the requirements of the job description or the person's specification. They will look at your CV and see whether your skills and experiences line up with what they are looking for. The mere fact that you have been invited to interview means that you have the ability to do the job. So what is the purpose of the interview? Well, in my mind, the purpose of the interview is by confirming that you are able to do the job, but crucially, they are exploring your motivation for that particular role. So for example, as an employer, if you had two candidates who were very equally weighted in terms of experience, a crucial deciding question may be, why do you want to work for us? And the candidate who has done the research and understands the organization, understands the remit of the role, will hopefully convey clear, strong motivation for that particular role. And that may be the winning point in terms of securing the job. The other thing the employer looks for is obviously whether you will fit into that team. Now, that fit is really, really hard to kind of quantify and measure. So my top tip in terms of conveying fit is to really be yourself. You know, be as honest as you can in the interview. Try and showcase your real personality. You know, by pretending to be somebody you're not, it may be hard to maintain that persona in an interview, but you may not fit the organization and kind of the personality fit that that particular employer is looking for. So let's move on a little bit towards preparation. Okay, much of the success of an interview depends on understanding yourself, being aware of the skills and experiences you have to offer. You may find it really useful to listen to a podcast by my colleague Elaine Dennis, which is very much focused on helping you reflect on your current experience, helping you identify the transferable skills that you may have developed in your current role. So the first thing is really think about what you have to offer and how does your experience fit in with the role that you are applying for. It's a little bit like kind of a dating agency, you know? You look at what you have to offer, Your potential partner is the role, and you match what you have to offer to the role that you are applying for. The second aspect of the preparation is really understand the job itself. What are the remits of the role? Who are the key stakeholders? Who will you be reporting to? What is the kind of market rate in terms of salary for this role in other organizations? Who are the other organizations that recruit for similar kinds of roles? Who is your competition? So the more you know about the role, the more clarity you will have in terms of the kinds of questions you can expect at interview. In terms of understanding the job, your person specification is your best friend. The person specification really sets out the competencies required in terms of performing within that particular role. So when you are matching your skills and experiences, really try and brainstorm evidence and examples against that person specification. The job description is really useful because it clarifies the remit of the role. So both those documents hand in hand can be really valuable preparation. Another way of actually learning about the role is a lot of jobs, in particular within the public sector, will have the opportunity for you to call and talk to an individual and discuss the role itself. Often this tends to be either the recruiting manager or it tends to be the person who is currently within that particular post. And again, this could be a really good way of getting some insider information about the role itself. It's also a really good way of conveying your motivation for the role. So if you have taken the trouble to investigate the role, you've picked up the phone, you're really saying to the employer, I'm really engaged with this role, I'm really committed to this particular job. Now remember, avoid asking any questions to which the answers are available in the person spec or the job description, or that the information is available really readily on the website. You know, so ask questions that will deepen your understanding of the role as opposed to jeopardize you because you haven't done your research. So the first aspect, as we said, is about understanding yourself and understanding the job. The next aspect of preparation is really researching the sector. So, you know, understand who the key players are within that sector. Understand who the competition is. Are there any current issues that are affecting the sector itself? So, for example, you know, if you were applying for a role at the moment with an oil firm, you know, a key issue affecting the industry is the crisis in the Middle East. And by not having an understanding of the impact of the crisis in the Middle East in the kind of on the oil market would really sort of make an employer question about your awareness of that particular industry. If we think about the NHS, for example, the coalition's plans in terms of the part privatization of the NHS, understanding how that would impact the service, kind of the service delivery to patients, would really demonstrate to a potential employer that you have a grasp of some of the key issues affecting that sector. So really my top tips here would be engage with professional bodies in that sector, you know, do a quick search on kind of key news websites, things like The Guardian, to see whether there are current stories. Look at the employer's websites. You know, most large employers will have a news section. And on that news section, they will not only summarize some of the key deals that they've been involved in, but often they will comment on some of the key issues affecting that sector. So the more of a grasp you have about the industry, the more you are saying to the employer, I understand the environment within which you are operating. I have an interest in this particular environment. So it's laying the foundation to convey your motivation for the role. Finally, an aspect that a lot of job hunters ignore are the kind of the practicalities, you know. Think about how you're going to get to the interview, you know, where is this particular company located, you know, are they easily accessible? you know, some of these things you may want to think about beforehand. You know, do a quick search on Google Map, make sure you print out your maps. You know, if you're like me with a terrible sense of direction, then you may actually want to just try and, you know, locate the address maybe the day before so that you arrive at the interview fresh, not flustered, and, you know, sort of feeling confident, because sometimes, you know, things like not knowing where you're going can really make you anxious, and, you know, they can kind of just start you with the wrong footing. So it may be really worth considering all those kind of practicalities so that you're giving yourself the best possible chance to perform well at the interview.